Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Struck out again, huh?
I'll be as old as you before I find a job.
Why don't you become a brain surgeon? They make lots of loot. Hang in there. Something's bound to turn up.
When I need a stereo taped up with four speakers right now.
Hey! Where do you hear what just happened?
What?
On the way to the library, I was passing Haskell's Ice Cream Hut, and Mr. Haskell was putting up a sign in the window. Help wanted, part-time.
Wow, thanks, Marcia. I better get right down there.
It's too late.
What?
The job's already taken.
By who?
Me.
You?
Sure. Isn't anybody going to congratulate me?
I will, but I wouldn't count too heavily on Peter.
Why?
I've been looking for a job all week.
I'm sorry, Pete. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, sure.
There's Jan. Jan! Wait till I tell her the great news.
I don't get it. I wore a pair of bike tires looking for a job all over town, and one falls right in her lap. Some people get all the luck.
Shinier. What are you two doing with my shoes?
We're polishing them.
Why?
To show you how much we appreciate you.
This wouldn't have anything to do with my new job, would it?
What new job?
You don't know anything about Marcia having a new job, do we, Cindy?
No.
Oh, well, it's going to be very exciting. You see, I get to work in a hardware store.
Hardware store?
We thought you were working in an ice cream parlor.
Didn't know anything about it, huh?
We might have heard a rumor.
And if you think we're polishing your shoes just for free ice cream...
You're absolutely right.
How long before dinner?
Not long now.
Here's something for me right now. Carrots and lettuce. I'm beginning to get pink eyes and a twitchy little nose. Meat is but a memory.
Well, remember what I said, Alice? Willpower. It's all in the head.
Oh, no, honey, that's not where it's at.
You're way off target, Mr. Brady. I guess dieting is just easier for some people than it is others.
Well, for me, it'd be a cinch. But fortunately, I don't have to, because I have not gained an ounce since college.
Not an ounce, huh?
Nope, not an ounce.
How long has it been since you weighed yourself?
I don't have to weigh myself. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Alice, the scale, please.
What are you doing with a scale in the kitchen?
That's to keep me semi-honest. Whenever I feel like cheating on my diet, I weigh myself. And then I cheat anyway.
Come on the scale.
Oh, honey, what's the point? I told you, not an ounce.
Oh, you're just chicken.
No, I'm not chicken.
Please, don't talk about food.
Come on the scale. There you go. You're right. You haven't gained an ounce. You gained 7 pounds.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. You got to allow for my clothes.
All right. We'll allow about 4 pounds for clothes. You still have 3 extra pounds.
What's 3 pounds? Listen, if I want to, I could lose it like that.
Oh, if I could lose it like that, I'd be a Spanish dancer.
Honey, why don't you show Alice how it's done?
What?
Willpower. Remember?
Oh, Mr. Brady, it would be so much easier if we were both on a diet.
Yeah, but what about dinner? I mean, the pot roast, the buttered noodles, and the biscuits, and...
Have a bag of willpower.
Hi.
Hi. Come on in.
Oh, thanks, but I just stopped by for a minute.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. Listen, about tomorrow... Do you want to meet me at the tennis court, or should I pick you up?
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'll have to break our date. Tomorrow I start a new job at Haskell's Ice Cream Hut.
Yeah, but I reserve the court and everything.
I'm just as disappointed as you are. But you know what they say, business before pleasure.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Look, why don't you make a reservation for us to play some night? I get off work at 6.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Famished. That little bag of vegetables last night didn't go very far.
Alice, Mr. Brady is famished.
Breakfast coming right up.
I will have my eggs lightly basted.
Breakfast is served, Mr. Brady.
What's that?
Breakfast.
Dry toast and coffee? Isn't enough to keep a hummingbird alive.
It is if the hummingbird has willpower. Cream is a no-no.
Well, that figures.
And jam is a double no-no.
Is there anything around here that's a yes-yes? I would settle for a maybe-maybe. What's this?
Lunch.
Since when do I take my lunch to work?
Since you stepped on that scale.
An apple, 2 crackers, and a little piece of cheese?
That's a full ounce of cheese.
How'd I get into this?
You and your big, fat willpower.
Here you are.
We can get cones this big any place in town.
You only pay for a single scoop.
Yes, but we're relatives.
Marsha, look at those skimpy cones. That's no way to treat the family. Let me have them. Give me the cones here. I'll take care. Here. Maybe a little more. Here. Maybe a little more. There. Here you are, kids. Live a little.
Thanks.
From now on, you get all our business.
Kids, why don't you try a seat at the table?
For you, compliments of the house.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Haskell. I'm on a diet.
It's my newest creation, Pineapple Raspberry Rhapsody.
Use your willpower, Alice.
Come on. One spoonful. You'll love it.
Remember your diet, Alice. Remember your hips, Alice. I'll wait for you kids outside.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. Busy, but I love it.
Well, I hope you have enough strength left for our tennis date tonight.
Well, I've got the strength, but I don't have the time.
Well, I thought you said you'd get off at 6.
I do, but this job's put me behind schedule. I've got to write a book report.
Well, between this job and school, there's no time left for me.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Just as soon as I get cut off, we'll have lots of time together. Excuse me, okay? I'll be right with you.
How's the job, honey?
Zero. I've devoted 9 years of my life to education, and all I'm qualified to do is fill out job applications.
I don't know what's got into this room. 20 years ago, it swept by itself. It glided, it skipped.
Mr. Haskell, maybe it's not the broom. You're here morning, noon, and night. Why don't you slow down a little?
Marcia, in the ice cream business, when you slow down, you melt. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should take afternoons off. Find a hobby.
It's a good idea.
So, where am I going to find a helper as good as you?
Well, I know someone very much like me, and he does need a job.
Someone close to you?
Close enough to be my brother. In fact, it is my brother.
Good. If one Brady is good, then two are better. Effective immediately, you're in charge of the afternoon shift.
Me? Thanks.
Well, here goes my first afternoon off in 20 years. I'm gonna relax even if it kills me.
Marcia, you're the greatest, most fantastic sister Guy ever had.
Thanks, but let's not overdo it.
No, I'm serious. You're super. You're making it possible for me to get that new stereo tape deck.
Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you going to finish wiping the rest of the counter?
Sure. Right after I take an ice cream break.
Doing?
Looks under tables.
I do.
Be my guest. That's right, Kevin. I'm a real working man now. You ought to try it sometime.
Peter, you've been on that phone all afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Come on, we've got work to do.
I can't cut Kevin off right in the middle. Wouldn't be polite. What were you saying, Kevin?
Now, look, I am not kidding. Get off that phone now.
I gotta go, Kevin. Okay, I'll see you. What's the big hassle?
You and your goofing off. Now, how about helping me dust some of these shelves?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just don't get so shook. I'll get on it right away. Just as soon as I make one more phone call.
Thank you.
What'd you do that for? There's 2 minutes to go and my team's on the 1-yard line.
Peter Brady, you're fired.
Fired?
Fired!
For no reason at all. From right out of left field, you fired me.
What a rotten thing to do to your own brother.
That's what you get when you give small people power. They can't handle it.
Are you going to be in there all night? Dictator!
You brainwashed Bobby.
No, I didn't. I told him the truth. You fired me because you're power hungry.
I fired you because you're lazy and you deserved it.
You know what you are? A company stooge.
It's a use.
Okay, run away from the truth, you Captain Bly dictator.
And you're a capital G goof-off.
All right, you two kids, cool it.
Marcia gave me a raw deal.
In other words, you did everything you were supposed to do?
I sure did. Well, I would have as soon as I got around to it. Sooner or later. Okay, so I'm not perfect.
Say that again.
Peter, it seems to me you took advantage of Marcia because she's your relative. True or false?
Well...
True or false?
True.
Well, all right then. What would you have done if the situation were reversed?
I guess I'd have kicked me out too. I apologize, Captain Bly.
Okay, capital G, goof off.
Hey, I just thought of something. I put in 3 days of work. Wonder if I could collect unemployment insurance.
Hello?
Listen, Marsh.
Hi, Jeff.
There's a great rock concert at the park on Saturday. I thought maybe you'd like to catch it with me.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to work.
Oh. Well, maybe we can get together Sunday and do something.
I'm really sorry, but I don't see how. After working all week, I'm going to have to do my homework and shampoo my hair.
Yeah, I get the message. Business before pleasure. See you around.
Bye. Sorry my brother didn't work out, Mr. Haskell.
Now listen, Marcia, not everybody is suited for the ice cream business.
Mr. Haskell, would you take a chance on another Brady?
Another brother?
No, a sister.
You mean the little one I met in here?
No, this one's older.
Well, they say this is a woman's world now.
Thanks, Mr. Haskell. And don't worry, we women won't let you down.
She's a very good worker, Marcia.
I told you, Mr. Haskell.
They say golf is a very relaxing game. I think I'll go out and relax 18 holes worth.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And don't worry. Just leave it to us Brady girls.
See you later, Mr. Haskell.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What should I do next?
Memorize all 29 flavors.
I already did that. What else?
Have some ice cream.
I came here to work, not eat.
Oh, boy. Your name sure isn't Peter.
Thank you. Come again.
Marcia, you really picked us a winner this time.
Yes, sir. Jan's fantastic.
Oh, come on, Alice. We don't care. Let us see. Hey, congratulations. Ah. You lost 4 pounds.
Well, thanks to Mr. Brady and willpower.
Okay, your turn.
Well, I'm sure I've lost at least 5.
Whoops.
You've gained 3 pounds.
That's impossible.
No secret eating, huh?
Not a calorie. Listen, your scale's out of kilter.
Ow, you're stepping on my foot.
That's because you're stepping on my scale. Well, come on.
No, no. I do not step on the scale. Hey, Brady, help me. Help.
May I help you?
Yes, please.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Jeff.
We'd like, 2 Lover's Delight specials.
2 Lover's Delights.
Oh, could you hurry that up, please?
We're going to a drive-in movie.
Two Lover's Delights.
The nerve of him.
I couldn't care less. Who needs him? He can go out with anybody he wants.
That's why you're so upset.
Who's upset? Just because he happens to be fickle doesn't upset me. You would think he'd have better taste, though.
I think she's kind of pretty.
Only in sort of an obvious way. She's practically sitting in his lap.
Two Lovers Delights.
Hey,
Lover's Delights.
Would you care for whipped cream?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Look what you did!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Here, wait. Let me wipe some off. Marcia, he left without paying.
This treat's on me. Boys, from now on, I'm dedicating myself to my own career.
What career?
This one. Now I'm afternoon manager, soon I'll be full manager, and someday Mr. Haskell will make me his partner. Hi, partner. I mean, Mr. Haskell.
Hello, girls. Sit down, Jan. Sit down a minute. Well, I did my best, but it's no good.
What's no good?
Teaching an old dog new tricks. People said I needed relaxation, so I relaxed. I went to play golf. Trying to get that little ball into that little hole, I almost had a nervous breakdown.
That's too bad.
The best relaxation for me is going back to work afternoons.
That means you won't need one of us.
That's right, Jan.
Tough break.
Marcia? Marcia, you're a very good worker.
Thank you, Mr. Haskell.
And an employer has to take care of his best workers, right?
Right.
So, like I said, you're a very good worker, Marcia, but Jan here is a little bit better.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Marcia, but if I have to make a choice, I have to choose Jan.
Marcia, I want
to... Don't even talk to me, you job stealer!
I keep telling you it's not my fault!
Girls, please. Nobody's at fault. I'm sure Mr. Haskell just hired the person he thought was best for the job.
That's how it is in business.
But I got Jan the job. And she sold out one sister for 29 flavors.
Oh, Marcia, no job is worth all this. I resign. Now maybe Mr. Haskell will give you your job back.
Would you? Yes, I would.
Are you sure that's what you want to do, sweetheart?
Positive.
Hello? Yeah, just a minute, please. Marcia, it's for you. It's Jeff.
Jeff, I just want you to know that I'm not interested in anything that you have to say, and that I really don't think that we should...
What? You just dated her to get even? Well, I squirted you with the whipped cream for the same reason. Yeah. Really? That sounds great. Okay. Bye.
Jeff's got something planned for us to do every afternoon next week. But what about your job? You'll be working.
Correction, Jan. You'll be working. I've just retired.
Oh, no!
You got what?
A job at the Leaning Tower Pizza Parlor.
Hey, great, Peter.
It's even better than working for Mr. Haskell.
You mean the salary?
No. See, Mr. Haskell only has 29 flavors. The Leaning Tower has 32 kinds of pizza.
I hope I can keep my job long enough to eat my way through each and every one of them.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, pizza.
Hey, let's go.
Somebody when they're sleepwalking.